Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now we're going to be moving on. You know, very often we have people from cancer who share different diets and things that are happening at cancer, cancer being the Cancer Association of South Africa. And today I have Megan Pence-Klatz. Megan has been with us before to talk about a podcast. Cancer is going to be unveiling, releasing or starting a podcast series for hashtag Giving Tuesday. Megan, welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
So Megan, before you tell us about the podcast, I'd like you, because as I said, we often have people from cancer, but let's just unpack, what is cancer? There are a lot of people who are listening right now who are on a journey. What exactly do you do?
Well, there's a lot to be said. So in a nutshell, there's nothing short here, but I am going to say to you firstly that we want to be there to assist everyone in their journey, be they members of the public. We also want to not only be there for people who are going through it, but for the cancer survivors, for their families. We want to offer good, you know, evidence-based advice, support. Our services are, you know, they are so wide, from things like cancer care centers to cancer homes, where we also, you know, have a support in terms of what we call TLC, and there's a telephone, you know, support. It is pretty incredible. But if you really want to get a good view of everything that we do, besides even just research, and you want a huge amount of information, go onto our cancer website, and you can then also make contact with anyone that you feel you need to make contact with at that time to assist you further on what you're looking for. So it is, our cancer website is www.cancer, which is cansa.org.za. And if you just put in cancer into either a Google search, it will come up. So we've got a whole lot of different angles to cancer, and our basket of goods is massive. So we try and take care of every aspect of life, you know, from looking at good research right through to helping everyone, and also, you know, being with you on this journey and giving you the right information, because I think that's very often what happens. And this is how something like the podcast was born.
So overwhelming, you know, that diagnosis and not knowing where to go. So it's a great starting point. And before we get to the podcast, I just want to mention that you also have free telecounseling. And it's in English and Afrikaans and isiXhosa and isiZulu and Siswati, Sesotho, Setswana. I mean, in so many languages. And is that 8 to 5? Is it a 24-hour?
It is an 8 to 5, but you can actually make your appointment online. And I can give you the number if anyone's looking for it. It's 08-00-22-6-22.
Yeah. I would really encourage people to go to the website, because you've got support, you've got the telecounseling, all of that. So let's talk about the podcast. Fabulous. I love the idea of a podcast. Tell us more.
Okay. So it came about probably already in 2002. We gave it a little bit of thought, and it realized there was firstly a great need for information. But what we really also realized is people are looking for something where they can go on a platform, listen, get the experts involved, get the right information, but most importantly, also walk away with a what to do. So, you know, and all the different aspects, you know, that involve cancer, that's what we want to bring to each podcast. So we've got different topics, but it really does bring in, and this is what we've now already got a whole bunch, and our first one's already gone live, which we're very excited about. It is a tool that we want to use, where we want to help to educate people in a way that they can actually action what we recommend that's coming from the experts.
So let's look at some of the topics that you will be covering.
Yes. So looking at, we've got what we call a cancer seal of recognition, and that's also on our website, which entails different categories. And what we started with was looking at each of these categories, and I think people can really relate to this. So the one really exciting podcast was all about colorectal cancer and what you should be eating or shouldn't be eating, and what is the evidence saying. And we also then also got our experts involved in this one. Each one has an expert that we bounce questions off as we sit on the cancer couch and discuss it. And then we looked at a very important fact, I think particularly now with our very hot weather, is the protection category, where we looked at, we focused on sunscreens and obviously, you know, how you protect your body with hats, etc. As part of our Cancer Seal of Recognition program, we do have different partners involved. These are partners that then produce products that we have screened, independently, to assess if they can become a partner and they fulfill the requirements that, and after our assessment that we put it through, and they then get the cancer seal of recognition. And this is an important one because we bring them in, and this is part of the practicality of it. Not only do we say, yes, sunscreen is important, we're saying, when should you apply it, for example? It's got all that lovely information, as well as what you should you look for in the sunscreen, which ones should you look at, and then things like different hats, for example. These are the partners that we have partnered with. They're also on our website, and that there's availability of those products as well. Then you know you're doing everything that you possibly can from that point of view. Physical activity, that's one of our newest categories that came in. And we're very excited because there's so much lovely evidence to show that not only should all of us be exercising, but even if we're going through, cancer treatment, that there is a certain amount that we should, according to obviously our healthcare professional, continue to do during that time, which is nice. Yeah. And very importantly, is what happens to us very often on these journeys is we look at patient care. And I think a very real thing for many people is something like hair loss. So we focused on that. What can you do? What does it mean? What are the, where can you get help in terms of things like a wig, for example? If you also, do have a cancer diagnosis, where to from here? What online resources, as you mentioned, telephonically, we do have the online resource as well. But what resources are available? Because sometimes when you go onto something like a website, there's so much information, it can be quite overwhelming. But now you can go onto a podcast, you can listen to something quite specific, and you can go, that's what I want to do. Then you go into the website, you choose what you're needing, and you can take it the next step.
Megan, thank you for that. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after the break, and you can tell us how people can listen to these podcasts. Please stay with us.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Thank you so much for staying with us. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Just a reminder also that from tomorrow, the day after the shows are podcast. So if you miss out on anything, just please do visit the Chai FM website. Just click on podcast, look for the day, and the show will be there for you to listen to. I have Megan Pence-Klatz on the show, She's a nutrition and dietetics consultant for cancer. And we've been talking about the website and all of the incredible resources on the cancer website, cancer being the Cancer Association of South Africa. And they have launched a podcast. So Megan, so you've said that you've got these different topics, and these categories, and you're going to have, and you've had experts and continue to have experts who come on and share information in detail. Where can people find these podcasts?
Absolutely. So firstly, we are available on the podcast platform called Podbean. So if you're already there, you can go onto that and you can access. Look for On the Cancer Couch. If you do not have that access, go through our website. Once again, www.cancer.org.za. And we also then have the link to our podcast on the Cancer Couch.
Hang on, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for the link. Where is it on the website?
Okay, so I'm going to look with you now.
It's just I was looking earlier and I thought, well, maybe there's something, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And what's going to happen, Megan, are people going to click on and then all the different topics come up? So if they want to find out a little bit more about something, then they can click and they can have access to that podcast.
100%.
Is that how it's categorized? Just different topics. And how long is each podcast?
It varies, probably plus minus around about 20 minutes with each one. We're trying to keeping it a little bit shorter give you an opportunity. And in actual fact, if you do go onto the website, you're quite right. So you basically go onto the cancer website. You will then put in, you know, the on the cancer couch. And what pops up is our actual press release called Knowledge for Life. Cancer Unveils the Podcast Series. And if you just, you'll immediately see there the link is straight onto Podbean. And it's all about being sun smart with cancer on the couch.
Okay. So you've actually got to type in on the cancer couch. So there's no little link on the thingy. Okay. Because I'm just having a look at this, the different. Okay. So you started in November. Is that when you, was that the first one that you
did? We actually launched it on, which was Giving Tuesday, which was, we thought was really a good idea to start it because it just made so much sense. It gave people opportunities. And so that's when we did launch it. Yes.
Okay. And as you said, being this time of the year, being sun smart, I like that it's not that long so people can go through it very quickly. And how often will you be releasing a podcast?
At this point, hopefully every month. We've got some backed up, so we're really excited. And we would love you to go on, give us some of your feedback. And then, of course, we'll be bringing out some new ones as we go along as well.
Oh, fantastic. Megan, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you every success with this podcast. I think it's a great idea. It's a wonderful resource. And I hope that our listeners will be able to use it if they have any questions that need to be answered, that they will be able to find the answers in the podcast. Take care and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was lovely.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.